Today on Gardening in a Minute, how weeds spread. If you've ever had a serious weed problem, you know that weeds can seem to spread like wildfire. Understanding how they spread can help you manage weeds and prevent them from taking over. Some weeds rely on the wind to carry their seeds from one place to another, while others benefit from birds or other animals. Weeds can also spread vegetatively by underground runners or tubers. In some cases, all that's needed is a tiny part of one plant to start a new one. Humans also play a role in spreading weeds. We inadvertently bring weeds into our landscape when we introduce contaminated plants or mulch. This is why it's worthwhile to buy mulch that has been sterilized and to inspect new plants to make sure they're weed-free. For more information about weeds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, watering your lawn in the winter. Lawns in Florida need less water during winter than during the rest of the year. In the spring, you may need to water your grass every 3 to 5 days, but in winter, your grass may need watering just once every 2 or 3 weeks, depending on where you live. Grass grows more slowly during the colder months, requiring less watering and mowing. To save water, set your irrigation timer to manual throughout the year. Water your grass only when it shows signs of wilt, when about half the blades are folded and are blue-gray in color, and when footprints remain in the lawn. Remember to irrigate with 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of water and only when needed. And don't forget, watering less will mean more money in your pockets. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the effect of phosphorus on water quality. Florida's water quality can be adversely affected if pollutants like phosphorus find their way into the water supply. Excess phosphorus can be carried from the landscape by runoff, or it can leach through the soil and into our groundwater. Phosphorus that reaches lakes and streams can lead to an overgrowth of algae, making the water cloudy and causing fish and native plants to die. You can help prevent phosphorus pollution by always fertilizing responsibly. Select a fertilizer that meets the specific nutritional needs of your plant and apply it only when plants are actively growing. Some Florida soils have ample amounts of phosphorus, so it's a good idea to have your soil tested before applying phosphorus fertilizer. Consult UF IFAS guidelines for fertilizer rates and timing. For more information about protecting our water, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, coastal gardening. More than 3/4 of Florida's population lives in coastal counties. Gardening in these areas requires a little extra planning to deal with the winds, inescapable salt, and sandy high pH soils. The most important thing is to choose salt-tolerant plants, especially if you live within 1/8 of a mile of the coast. These include vines such as bougainvillea, ground covers like sea oats, and shrubs like wax myrtle. Be sure to water your plants until they're established and as needed after that. Protect native plants already growing in your landscape, as they're naturally adapted to coastal conditions. You can create windscreens with fences, sturdy shrubs, or groups of trees. This will help protect your landscape plants from high winds and create your own little oasis. For more information on coastal gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, coastal gardening. More than 3/4 of Florida's population lives in coastal counties. Gardening in these areas requires a little extra planning to deal with the winds, inescapable salt, and sandy high pH soils. The most important thing is to choose salt-tolerant plants, especially if you live within 1/8 of a mile of the coast. These include vines such as bougainvillea, ground covers like sea oats, and shrubs like wax myrtle. Be sure to water your plants until they're established and as needed after that. Protect native plants already growing in your landscape, as they're naturally adapted to coastal conditions. You can create windscreens with fences, sturdy shrubs, or groups of trees. This will help protect your landscape plants from high winds and create your own little oasis. For more information on coastal gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.